I'll tell you why most people are unhappy. They don't move. Look at our lives today. I mean, most people live in a box, don't they? And then what do? They get up in the morning, have a box cereal breakfast, right? And then they get in their box and they drive. And sure enough, they drive to their box office. They go up a box elevator. They type on a box. They talk on a box. They have a box lunch. They drive their box home. They turn in a box to be entertained. And maybe, maybe they just really go for the variety and have a cylinder to try and change their state. Listen, life has got to be about movement. When you move, you're alive. Emotion comes from motion. The more you move, the more you feel. Motion in your voice. For me to have this voice change, I'm changing the way I move. You saw me right now, you'd think I'm a maniac because I'm moving different ways, but that's how you feel. And by the way, the less you move, the less you feel, the less alive you are. If you're totally rigid, totally inflexible, no movement, this is known as death, right? So if you have emotionally, you're stuck, move. So every day you got to move. Now, that can be a simple, gentle form of exercise, but it's something that's got to happen. And by the way, if you want a great relationship with anybody, what do you got to have? Some time with them, don't you? How about you? How about you? And not only do you have to have time with them, but maybe have a conversation with them. And most of us got conversations in our head, but we're not directing them. So we're going to show you each day how to have a conversation that you direct, a way of directing your mind, of shaping your mind, of conditioning your mind. It's kind of like going to the gym and just getting in the best shape of your life, but it's the best mental, emotional, spiritual, physical shape. And you don't need me to do it. I don't have to follow you around the rest of your life. This is going to be something you're going to do for yourself. I'll be here for the first 7 days or 14 if you decide to do these 2 weeks with me. And if you want to visit with me again, great. Or come see me in a seminar. I'd love to meet you, but you don't need me. I'm not here to create dependency. I'm here to remind you what you know is true, just to create some habits that will create the result you want. So how does it work? Well, let's do this first. It's time for you to make some discoveries. The quality of your life is the quality of the consistent emotions you experience. I'll say that again. How you feel is your life. What are the feelings you have on a consistent basis? So I'm going to ask you, just take a moment. And if you have our journal there, you can do it in a journal. You can do it on a piece of paper. You don't make it rules driven. Just do it. Don't just do it in your head. I want you to write down all the emotions you experience in an average week. And on one side, write all the good ones. The other side, all the bad ones. Now, when I say bad ones, there really are no bad emotions, but the ones that are painful and you don't like. So all I want you to do is write them down. And when you write them down, try not to edit them. Don't try and say, well, just do it this way. If you experience this emotion on a consistent basis, doesn't mean every day, but at least once a week, write it down. The ones you consistently feel, not the one once in a while you feel this feeling, because what this is going to tell us is where you're really living right now. This doesn't tell me your income. I don't care. But I care about what you're passionate about. I care about what hurts you. I care about what you love. I care about what moves you. And you do too. And you don't even have to tell me the what's. Let's just figure out the feelings first. So please take a moment right now, because now we're going to begin to stop talking and we're going to start the process of doing. First step here is let's figure out where you are. Write down now, on one side, all the emotions you consistently feel in a week that are positive, on the other side, all negative. So stop the tape right now, or if it's a CD, just pause it and get yourself to do this right now. Go ahead. Are you still listening? I'm not going to continue until you do this. Come on here. You got to get the right. Don't just listen. Okay, if you're in your car and you say you can't do it, then turn off the CD or tape, stop it, pause it, and do it in your head at least. Or pull the car over. You're worth figuring out where you are. Cars are going to go by. You're going to drive the rest of your life. You're still going to get there. It'll take 3 minutes. Come on, be one of the few to do. Pull over. That's it. Pull over right now. Sit down and write this out just for a second. I promise you it'll be worth it. Go ahead and do it. Do it right now.